Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 16, where we hear our Lord say to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.'" So far, the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. This manager or steward is put in charge of that which belongs to his master. His master's goods don't belong to him to do with as he wishes. Rather, he's to use them as the master desires, in the master's interest, and for the master's benefit. And as he carries out his responsibilities, he acts with the full authority of his master. That's why everything he does reflects on the master. Thus, a good and faithful steward will carefully manage all that is placed under his care in a manner benefiting and pleasing to his master. So what happens if the steward proves unfaithful? What if the steward misuses his master's property? What if he wastes it? Will he not be called to give an account? Will he not be removed from his position? Well, of course he will. That's exactly what Jesus says. The master called him and said to him, "What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager." What terrifying words. Yet, we too have been wasteful of what our Lord entrusts to us. Like the prodigal son and this servant, we too have squandered what God has given into our care. We have been entrusted with time, money, and talent to be used as the master desires and for his glory. But we've been wasteful. We have failed to use our Lord's possessions for the proclamation of the gospel and the welfare of our neighbor. We have not always shown compassion to our fellow man, helping him in every need of body and soul. We have not used our Lord's gifts to love our neighbor as ourselves. Instead, we've used them to serve ourselves. We've used God's gifts as though they were our own and not as belonging to Him. Furthermore, we have despised God's word, considering it as of little consequence, putting our trust in our emotions or our wisdom. So, we too should expect to be called to give an account of our stewardship. At any moment, we should expect to hear those frightening words, "You're fired. You can no longer be manager." If you have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, or mammon, who will entrust to you true riches? You cannot serve God and mammon. Those are words that we should take to heart. Well, if we were that manager, what would we do? How will we live? learn from that unfaithful steward that Jesus tells us about? He knew he was done for. His options were few. He couldn't do manual labor, and his pride would not allow him to beg. He did not have the resources to take care of himself. So he did what he knew best. He turned outside of himself and used the only thing at his disposal. He misused or wasted his master's property one last time. He forgave each of his master's debtors a sizable portion of the debt they owed his master. By so doing, he was sure that they would remember his kind generosity and provide for him in his unemployment. That's the way it is with those who are wise in the ways of the world. They know how to use the things of this world to their advantage, to take care of themselves, and to see to their own happiness, comfort, and so on. In God's kingdom, we don't have what it takes to take care of ourselves. We too must turn outside ourselves to be saved. But earthly friends are of no help because they too are sinful and cannot save themselves, much less us. Rather, we must turn to our heavenly friend, the Lord Jesus. And we do that by making faithful use of his goods, his word, and sacraments. Not that we can do anything for him or earn his favor. Rather, his word and sacraments give us the friend we so desperately need. For Jesus is the only friend who can lay down his life for his friends and have it really matter. And he's done just that. So how is it that the master in the parable commended the dishonest steward for his shrewdness? Does Jesus commend dishonesty? Not at all. What the master commended was the steward's wisdom in using worldly wisdom to help himself and in trusting in his, that is the master's, mercy. The steward trusted that his master was a generous and merciful Lord. And thus we see that the key to understanding the parable correctly is the master and not the steward. For the master is most certainly merciful. You see, instead of immediately throwing this unfaithful steward into jail for negligence and theft, the master merely tells him he's going to remove him from office and he needs to give an account. But before he actually leaves, the steward takes advantage of the master's mercy. He knew that if he reduces the debt of his master's debtors, that the master would let it stand. He also knew that those forgiven a portion of the debt would also think highly of the master. They would praise their Lord for the generous reduction his steward had given. Yes, he knew his master was merciful, and now the others would think of him as merciful as well. Yes, the whole thing is about the merciful master. And is this not what the Christian life is all about? Though we are all unfaithful stewards of all that God has entrusted to us, yet God is merciful toward us. Though we are exceedingly poor stewards in our dealings with our fellow man, Our Master is exceedingly rich in His merciful dealings with us. Though we squander all the good gifts that God entrusts to us, He has not taken away the stewardship from us. Where we have proven untrustworthy, the Lord of all has proven fully trustworthy and merciful. For in His great compassion for us, He sent His most precious gift, His own dear Son, Jesus Christ. As the chief steward, Jesus came to settle our accounts with God. And this He did in spades. As a result of our poor stewardship and of all our sinfulness, we owed a huge debt to God. A debt payable only by an eternal death. But Jesus has reduced our debt. Not by 20%, not by 50% or 80%, but by 100%. By His death on the cross, Christ has erased all our debt to God. He trusted in His Father's mercy to accept His own blood as the full payment for the sins of the world. And God the Father has done just that. Our invoice remains nailed to the cross to which Christ Himself was nailed. Jesus' empty tomb means that your tomb and the tomb of all who trust in Him and His mercy will be empty for all eternity. For your bill has been paid in full by Him. So rather than remove us from being His stewards, He restores us to office. In His great mercy, God not only forgives you all your sins and promises you everlasting life, He gives you new life for the remainder of your time in this world. Through His word of absolution, through holy baptism, through the Holy Supper, God bestows the spirit of stewardship, His Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit calls us through God's word to live as true, faithful stewards, as He encourages and enables us to manage all our possessions, or rather, God's possessions, in a way that supports the preaching of the gospel, serves our neighbor, shows compassion to our fellow man, and helps others as we are able. We trust in the mercy of our Master and not in the riches He entrusts to us. And so we serve God and not money. And as we do that, others are shown the mercy of the Master, who alone is worthy of all faith and love and trust. The ever merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.